Supplemental reading. The death of Bigfoot? Is Bigfoot dead? The answer is yes, according to the family of Ray L. Wallace, who died November 26, 2002 in Seattle, Washington. After the death of his father, Michael Wallace told a story that surprised many people who have been trying to solve the Bigfoot mystery. He claimed that his father thought of the idea of a Bigfoot creature. Though he did not make the name Bigfoot, he developed it as a practical joke to make money. According to Michael, Ray Wallace asked a friend to make a pair of 16-inch, 40-centimeter footprints out of wood. He then used these footprints for making fake Bigfoot tracks around the woods near his house. Mr. Wallace would use these footprints to support stories about Bigfoot that he would tell to newspapers. Some of these stories were quite strange. He once told a newspaper reporter, "Bigfooted creatures are people. They speak a language." Mr. Wallace then used these stories to make money. He made tape recordings of strange sounds that he said were Bigfoot conversations, and sold the tapes to tourists along with Bigfoot photos, posters, and pieces of animal hair that he said came from Bigfoot. Though his family claims that Bigfoot died with Ray Wallace, others are not so sure. Scientist Jeff Meldrum, a professor at Idaho State University, does not believe that Bigfoot was imaginary. Professor Meldrum claims to have copies of over 40 footprints that he says belong to a very large, unknown creature, which he believes is Bigfoot.